This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Now I'm a kick up dust as I begin to bust on the wick whack. Fucked up suckers you can't trust. When I kick up, I lick up. Your face gets smacked up when I rack up. So all your motherfuckers just pack up. Or get slapped with a swiftness. If you think you're swift with the gift, Merry Christmas. Nest up that in your stocking. I'm knocking them out the box.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
31.
Unofficially sponsored by Pearson Salted Nut Roll. Made right here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson Salted Nut Roll. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com. Where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. I'm here.
Another episode of 31.
Yes.
Best episodes in the world.
All 31s are
all
good.
31.
Yeah, there's something about it, really. I'm here with Chris Rapper Hooks.
Yo.
Chris Hooks, Chris Rapper.
How's everyone doing today?
We're doing good.
What a beautiful day it is.
Yeah, it's actually, we're at the Sound Gallery, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to give location or anything.
Sound Gallery is above everyone's head.
Yeah. Just look up.
Just look up.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Good.
It is a little warm out there. It's a little warm, but we made this happen.
I'm getting used to the heat. It's just another summer.
Yeah.
It's halfway over, though.
All right.
How are you doing? How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
You know? I'm perspiring a bit.
Nice.
That's healthy, though.
Yeah.
It means
yeah.
You're alive. You got practice here tonight at the Sound Gallery, but episode 30, I had a couple friends on. We talked about Teen Wolf.
Nice.
The movie. You remember Teen Wolf?
Yeah, I remember Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it's a good one. We also talked about the West Bank Music Festival. Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
Yeah, Brother Ali.
Yep.
Mike McLan. And my boy Johnny Question Mark is playing.
Johnny Question Mark.
Yeah. He's been around for a while. He's been in another group called PLC.
Oh.
But he's just going on his own here. This is his first solo venture.
Cool.
You might be able to relate to that.
I know exactly how that feels.
Yeah. So he's got an album coming out soon, and lucky enough to get a spot on this show.
Cool.
Phenomenal MC. Much love and respect to him.
Johnny Question Mark.
Johnny Question Mark.
I gotta check him out.
Yeah. Well, we're here today. We're going to talk about Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
The Chronic.
The Chronic. What
Chronic
you know
was
about
actually
the
Chronic? Second album I've ever bought.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
When I was a kid.
Nice. What's the first one then?
Criss Cross, their first CD.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Totally crossed
out?
Well,
I'm talking out. CDs, yeah.
Yeah?
Totally crossed out.
Nice. You know, I had Slim Chance, Crunchy Kids, Parallax, Slim Chance on the show. We talked about Criss Cross.
Really?
Yeah, just after Mac Daddy passed away.
Oh.
You know? But, I was a fan too, man.
Yeah,
I was
man.
A fan. All the way through their third album, even, you know?
Yeah.
But The Chronic, man, this was a pivotal point in hip-hop and rap,
yeah.
You know? Gangster rap especially, put it on basically, not that it didn't exist before this, but it really brought it nationwide, worldwide,
yeah, but it's
you know?
Pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as the story goes, Dr. Dre was part of N.W.A., Eazy-E, MC Ren, DJ Yella. Ice Cube at one point, but you know, so he left Ruthless Records. He's like with Suge Knight. Suge Knight was actually his bodyguard when he was part of NWA, and I think Suge Knight with his big, you know, muscular frame, he's like, Dre, let's start a record label. And
no one's gonna stop us.
Yeah, no one can stop us. Hi, how's it going?
We got.
Hey, I'm Rob. Nick, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Nicholas Larkin's here.
And the girl. The girl's here. Janessa, yes, hello, that's right.
Howdy.
Hi. Hi, Janessa. We're talking about The Chronic, Dr. Dre's album, The Chronic. Is that cool?
That's nice.
That's cool.
It's a good album, Let Me Ride.
Yeah, right.
That's
your jam?
Yeah.
So we were just kind of recapping. Dre left Ruthless Records, NWA, and... he started Death Row Records with Suge Knight and started recording The Chronic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Started making history right there.
I wonder where he recorded that at.
You know, I should have looked that up. I really should have. I'm sure it was right there on that Wikipedia page as I was taking notes, too. Yeah. You know, I usually look that up. Nobody seems to care, usually. Damn. I could have impressed you. Oh, it was right here.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, next time.
Episode 40
man.
Something.
I'm already letting people down. Album came out December 15th, 1992. I think I was like 12.
92, 13. I was 4.
4, damn. Wow, man, I'm old. How about you?
1.
1? Where were you in 1992? You weren't born? Wow.
I'm just joking.
You look like it could be 17. I don't know if that's good. That's a good thing. But it really popularized, I can speak, the G-Funk sound, you know?
Yeah.
Which is described as fat, blunted, Parliament funkadelic beats, soulful backing vocals, and live instruments, and whiny synths.
Whiny synths.
Whiny synths. That's a good way to describe that sound. Of course, this album launched the careers of Snoop, Nate Dogg, the Dog Pound, Rage, RBX, Warren G, Dre's little brother. People often forget that. You know, he's like Dre's little half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't forget. The 17-year-old over there.
How old are you, if you don't mind the world knowing you're 21?
That's the go-to number. If anyone asks, I'm 21. So, The Chronic is ranked number 138 on Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest albums of all time.
That's it?
Yeah, I would put it way up there.
It's blasphemy.
I'd say at least 13, 14, maybe even 11.
I would say, man, that's a solid, like, 105,
104. Yeah?
Probably 82.
82?
Right at 82.
Here's the great thing about The Chronic, diss tracks all over the place. Well, yeah, there wasn't a ton of them, but there was a few, you know. Dre Day for one, which was a huge song, you know.
Yeah.
Dissing Eazy-E, Luke of Two Live Crew, and Tim Dog.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I've known this song since it came out, you know what I mean? I never knew who Tim Dog was. I was like, who the hell is this Tim Dog? I always thought they were dissing him because his name was Dog, you know.
Yeah.
So Snoop was like, fuck him, his name's something Dog. I'm the only Dog, you know what I mean? Do you guys know who Tim Dog is?
No.
Well, here we go.
Oh.
Here we go. He's an East Coast MC, right? He was kind of like on the level of KRS-One type knowledge rap.
Is he LA based? You said?
No, Bronx.
Oh,
he's from the
East
Bronx.
Coast.
Yeah, East Coast. Yeah,
West Coast.
Nope.
What the hell is he doing over there?
Right. No. He basically just wanted to call these guys out, thinking they were, you know, studio gangsters, which they probably, you know, I don't know about like the Snoop and Dog Pound guys, but Dre. Yeah. Whatever. He was basically calling them out as, like, studio gangsters, you know?
Yeah.
And there was diss tracks. Him himself released a couple of them. I went to YouTube, looked them up. Yeah, they're there.
Pretty whack.
That's all right.
They're okay.
Yeah, he's not bad. His voice is kind of like Willie D of the Ghetto Boys, if you're familiar with the Ghetto Boys at all. Kind of
smooth, but at the same time
rough. Yeah. He's got a message. And, of course, Eazy-E retaliated with Real Motherfucking G's. You guys remember that song? That was a gangsta-ass song right there.
Yeah.
Whiny synths in that song.
That had a lot of whiny synths.
It did.
Poor Eazy-E. What he could have been.
Yeah.
Just wrapped it up.
I was never a big Eazy-E fan myself, but...
Me either. He was like that short guy that was just annoying as fuck.
Yeah,
you know?
He had the big man or little man syndrome.
Yeah.
But, you know, he definitely had his place in the history of hip-hop, you know, and you got to respect that. It wasn't like a phenomenal MC by any means, but, you know, he definitely played his part.
Yeah.
You know? If you don't like Eazy-E, then you won't like Lil Eazy-E, his son, which is a real thing, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, look into that.
His son's rapping?
Yeah.
Is he anything like...
All I say is, if you think Eazy-E's not good, then his... son is not as bad. No, he's worse.
He's worse.
That's what I'm going for. He's worse.
Damn, yeah. His son is worse.
Yeah.
That's like a double slap in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds pretty awesome, in all honesty. Yeah. Like, that sounds like I would listen to it.
Yeah,
like,
you can check it out. You know what?
That's just worse than Eazy.
Just my opinion. You know, check it out. If you like it, you like it.
Yeah.
I mean, worse in what sense? Is he just, like, really ignorant or just, like, more annoying?
Not a good rapper, let's just say. And that's just my opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
right.
Just, I mean, as ignorant and annoying.
Right. Yeah. That's too bad.
So they also dissed Luke Campbell from Two Live Crew on Dre Day, and I often wondered why. And again, Luke also tried to call him out on the studio gangster thing, you know. And again, there's also two diss tracks that Luke made called Fakin' Little Gangsters. There's one
Fakin'
track.
Fakin' Little Gangsters.
And then there was another one, Cowards in Compton. And Cowards in Compton, there's a video for, and it's actually pretty well done. It's almost like in the same sense of Dre Day and Nothing But a G Thing, those videos put together. Like, yeah. they're parodying both of those videos at once. And it's actually, at the time, if I would have seen it, I would have found it really entertaining. You know? But now it's just cheesy and, you know, old news. But And again, Luke's buddies rap on it. It's not even Luke. Luke, like, kind of narrates it, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's the story behind that.
Cool.
But, yeah, Eazy-E, you know, he comes back with he had a whole album dissing Dre. It's on Dre 187 Killer, you know?
He made that just dissing Dre.
Yeah, it was like an EP. Eazy-E and his buddies, BG Knockout and some other guys. Gangsta Dreista was one of them.
This dude right here. I never really listened to Eazy-E like that.
Right.
I mean, I listened to all of his.
Hey, if it wasn't for Eazy-E, we wouldn't have Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You're right.
You put them on.
You're right. And Bone Thugs is the truth.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. I played a show with Bone Thugs once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like all
pretty
of them?
Recently, yeah. No, Wishbone wasn't there.
Okay.
I think he's locked up. I'm not quite sure though.
Okay. It seems I've seen him tour, but it's been like two of the guys.
Yeah.
And they call themselves Bone still.
I was in their prayer circle. Like, we gave what? We smoked blunts with them all. Yeah, man. They're like startup prayer circle. Like before they went on.
But you were in it.
Yeah.
Though? That's like, awesome.
That was nice. Dope. That's cool. Did they give a shout out to Wally?
No.
Or Uncle Charles. That was in the Crossroads song.
Yeah.
I don't miss my Uncle Charles. Y'all. Here's a little more knowledge about Dre and Snoop. Their first song they did together was not Nothing But a G Thing. It wasn't even on the Chronic. It was a deep cover song.
Really?
Have you guys ever heard that? That 187?
Yeah.
Deep cover? Yeah.
That's a good track.
Deep cover of the movie soundtrack.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne.
My mom bought me that CD. Or she didn't buy it for me. She bought it for her, and I stole it.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
So, but that song was actually supposed to be on the Chronic album, but because, you know, 187 on an undercover cop, it's basically...
Right.
That was around the time that Ice-T and Body Count released that Cop Killer song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so all that controversy around it, they're like, let's not put it on the album. You know? Which is kind of weird to me. It's like, really? Suge Knight would be like, fuck them. Put it on there. You know what I mean?
I mean, they were on a FBI watch list, you know? They had to think twice about everything they did.
Yeah, I suppose.
Those were good times, man.
Yeah. When rappers were terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad actually explained, while I was sitting at home with my mom, being a one-year-old child, my dad was like, tripping acid at first Lollapalooza I think it was in Minneapolis,
right?
And seeing Ice-T and like just the general consensus in the crowd was that nobody actually felt scared, which obviously, you know, you'd have to assume that. It's like he's in the Midwest, he's playing the show, they're playing with, like, you know, Jane's Addiction and stuff that.
Yeah.
But everybody in the audience felt the same way that he did. You know, it's the same way that it is now. Most of the people are villainized like that. Everybody actually agrees with up to an extent.
Right? Yeah.
They're not actually scary dudes.
Yeah.
It's like, I totally agree with you, man, but you can't actually say that.
But you can't say that in public.
Now, was it Ice-T or was it Ice Cube?
He saw,
which of the ices?
No, my dad saw Ice Cube, but it was Ice-T when the Lollapalooza tour happened. But no, it was like past, it was beyond all of that NWA stuff. Simpler times, the early 90s.
Yes.
Ice-T.
Speaking of good disses too, Ice Cube's No Vaseline.
Oh,
that's a classic.
That's
diss
a great diss track.
Yeah.
That's top five.
And something I didn't know this at the time, you know, during the recording of the Chronic, Dre and Cube were beefing. There was beef there at that time.
Really?
They were still salty over the whole NWA deal. And there's even some underlying disses against Ice Cube on the Chronic, but it's nothing as aggressive as to Eazy-E.
Yeah.
But then they kind of made up for whatever. And Ice Cube was in the Let Me Ride video, if you recall.
Yeah.
He walks out of the bathroom. He's like, damn right, it was a good day. You know?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What about
that
the
was
Ice
cool
Cube
to see.
And Common Diss?
Oh,
yeah.
The Ice Cube and Common Diss? Y'all remember
oh, yeah.
that? That was a
oh,
good
yeah.
one.
The one by Common?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another one. The West Side Connection album, there's a verse in there where they're dissing Common, and I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the hell would you diss Common? What the hell? What did he ever do to anybody?
What was the name of Common's song? Made? Wasn't it Bitchin' You or something like that?
Something like that,
yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
That was a good diss track.
Yeah.
He bodied him.
But, so I remember I had like a maxi cassette single. This was back when they released singles, you know, that had...
Yeah.
There was the single that just had the song on one side, usually instrumental on the other side.
Yeah.
Maxi cassettes were like extended club mixes, whatever. And there was an unreleased Dre track called Puffin' on Blunts and Drinkin' Tanqueray. And it was like basically Dre, it was just some crazy beat and Rage and the Dog Pound basically freestyled. And
nice.
This is something that I think is often overlooked. Corrupt from the Dog Pound is an incredible MC.
Yeah.
I think he's incredible, but... So the order of the track is Rage, Daz, and then Corrupt. And Rage and Daz do like not even 16 bar verses. Corrupt goes off on like a 36 bar
just
freestyle.
Just goes.
It's pretty fucking cool, man. I just got a lot of love for that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's often overlooked and he needs the props. I'm giving
Corrupt.
Him props right now. Corrupt, if you're listening,
yeah.
which you're not. But you know, I love you, man.
Back.
I love you. So that's about it. That's what I got for the Chronic here.
Nice.
So when the album came out, I wasn't even into Dre until the Doggy Style album came out, and then I fell in love with that, and I was like, I got to check out the Chronic, and then
yeah.
I was sold. But this man right here, his second CD he ever bought was the Chronic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
You didn't know that about him.
Well,
I've known him for half an hour.
That's crazy, man. I got the Chronic from. My stepmom had a stack of CDs from like college,
really?
And that she just kept in her room. I remember like they were putting a bunch of stuff up for a garage sale. I can't remember how old I was. So I was in like, I think it was like the beginning of middle school or something like that.
Yeah.
And I saw that album. I was just like, why do you have this album? Like you didn't. I had no clue that she listened to music like that.
Yeah.
And it was just like Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory. And then the Chronic, and then the third album was Us Three. And I got the three of those albums and just listened to them all the way through, each of them while I was cleaning the basement that day. And then
nice.
My life just changed after that moment.
There you go. Nice. Pivotal point in your life right
exactly.
there.
Yeah.
Here's a little funny backstory about the Chronic. So the album cover is a parody of the Zig Zag Rolling Papers cover, of course.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the fuck the Chronic meant. I was like 14
right.
when I actually had the album. And I remember asking my dad, I was like, what's the Chronic? What does that mean? You know? And my dad actually, he smokes a lot of weed. And, you know, he didn't know, actually. I mean, this is, you know, I grew up north of the cities here, so
yeah.
East Bethel.
Right.
He didn't know. He was like, I don't know. He didn't care. He listened to country music. He didn't give a shit. But if he wants to know now, I will tell him. Remember when I was 14 I asked you what the Chronic was? This is it.
I can let you know, man.
Yeah. I'll just let Dre tell you.
Play the album. Just let Dre speak for me.
So, yeah, Dre, Chronic. Anything else you guys want to add?
Long live Soulja Slim.
You know what? You pretty much can't beat that.
Yeah.
Did you say Soulja?
Soulja Slim.
Soulja Slim?
Yeah.
How do I know that name?
Free C Murder.
Oh, there's no limit. Yeah. No limit. No limit.
So slim.
So slim.
My man rapper hooks right up, straight up next to me. Straight up at me, Brighton.
Straight
but
up.
That's Chicago.
Chicago.
Well, let's take a break. Can we take a break here? We'll come
yeah.
back and do the interview. And you do most of the talking this next time.
All right.
I'll stop talking.
Maybe I can drop some knowledge on
yeah.
you.
Drop knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
We call this old bitch. No. Take this bitch down.
Has anything to do with Ed's disappearance?
Call this bitch Wagner.
He said he thinks he's Stokes and making a reservation at a motel there.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing. What you doing?
Man, this kicking it. Mason,
are y'all good? Thank
you. Nah, what you gonna do today?
For destroying that letter. Take out my clothes. I ain't gonna get my nails done.
See.
Why, what's up?
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Who?
These nuts.
Aw, shut up, nigga.
All right, we're back. Did you enjoy your Pearson salted nut roll? Nick was checking his drums. You missed out on the Pearson salted nut roll.
Salted nut rolls?
Yeah, you familiar?
I kind of have a salted nut roll going on right now because of this humidity. That was the worst. That was like Acme Comedy Club open mic night joke that I just made right there.
But you know what? It's better. You could have said like clammy salted nut
right.
roll. You know,
which moist.
Is, moist, yeah.
Oh, God. This is the worst word.
My wife hates it too. Moist. I love it.
I love it too.
Mainly because she hates it, you know. Moist, great word. Pearson's, made right here in St. Paul.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, we're in Minneapolis, but, you know. St. Paul, I'm pointing over there. I think that's the right direction. Just
right across the highway.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have to get more of those. They're probably really cheap.
Yeah, Chris was saying he used to sell them. He used to slang them door to door.
Slang them when I was in AAU basketball in like middle school. But I ate them all because I'm an asshole.
And you had no idea you're supporting the local economy.
I didn't, no.
Well, your belly was supporting the local
economy. Go Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, Chris, rapper Hooks.
Sup.
Tell me about yourself because I was introduced to you from Egypto Knuckles.
Yeah.
Ali Alibadi.
Start it.
He suggested I interview you. I said, all right.
Uh-oh.
I'll do it. Because he suggests some good people, usually. Usually.
What bad people have you?
Yeah.
As he suggested.
You're from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. From the South Side.
South Side.
23rd County Met, 62nd State.
South Side. Yeah. That's where Kanye's from, right?
Yep.
Right?
I think so. Pretty sure.
And Common.
Or the West Side.
I think it is South Side.
Yeah, Common's from the low end.
Yeah.
Common is. Maybe it is Common, I'm thinking.
I don't know about Common.
I think his mom was a professor at Columbia, if I'm correct. She was professor at U Chicago.
Oh, where?
And so he's probably in that part of town.
Chris was actually telling me before you guys got here, you know, Kanye released a clothing line today.
Pyrex?
No. APC.
Oh, APC?
Yeah.
All tees?
Yeah.
Chris said he got a couple of them.
Down,
yeah. Chris was saying he got in on a couple.
12.
Oh, yeah.
For everyone. Everyone in the band.
Everyone here.
Pyrex, the brand that he had before.
Yeah.
You know, Pyrex was... Pyrex was a company made by, I think it's, you know, Kanye's probably got 5 or 6 people on his think tank. One person who was a manager, I can't remember who it was specifically. One of his connections in fashion created a brand called Pyrex.
It was a stylist.
It was stylist, yeah.
Okay.
Kanye's stylist created Pyrex, which was later revealed that in the shirt said Pyrex and the number 23. Pyrex, if you know, is also a brand of Tupperware and that kitchenware. So they stole that name in a sense. But what's funny about it is later on they found out that they were printing their shirts on Ralph Lauren polo shirts and marking them up like $400.
Oh, shit.
And now the new designs are actually printed on Champion Wear. There's a whole deal on like weird Twitter about creating black market Pyrex brands.
Okay.
And just like, you know, they're printed on shirts that cost 50 cents to buy in bulk.
Yeah. Right.
You charge $500 for a shirt, like, it's pretty good business.
You know, kind of in that same vein, something I've always... I've never took part in, but you know, like let's just say I've never seen Bruce Springsteen live, but I'm just using him for an example, right? You go see Bruce Springsteen at Target Field because he's one of those guys that would play at Target Field. There's a vendor outside with Bruce Springsteen knockoff T-shirts, right? He's selling them like out of the box,
yeah.
Probably like $50 a shirt.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, 500 of them or more. He's probably paid $1 or something a shirt. He's making a fucking killing.
He's making a nice little bankroll.
They're less than the $60 shirts in the concert. That's
right.
Why
yeah.
They're
and they're, it's
the
probably
money.
Misspelled yeah. like 2-3 E's and Steen, Springsteen or whatever.
Jack Springsteen.
Jack, yeah, right. But you're drunk. You're just like, fuck it. The boss was killing it. Get a $50 T-shirt. Get one for my wife, you know. Yeah, but yeah, and they're always like cheap quality, you know. I don't know, I've never, but
you never bought a ripped off Bruce Springsteen shirt?
I have not, but I, if it was Jack Springsteen, I absolutely would. Just for the nostalgic. But yeah, so Chris was saying he bought a few of those shirts today. So.
Yeah, I bought like 12.
12?
Yeah.
What's 12 times 12?
Oh, $2,400. $24. Bankroll.
Damn.
No, no, it's not that much.
God, oh.
You've been out of school for way too long.
I finished math in like junior year, and I did my college
we'll,
math.
We'll
then,
edit this
so,
part out.
Yeah. We'll just, who's got a calculator app on their phone?
So yeah, the Kanye thing that happened today.
Yeah.
For those listening to this now, which will probably come out tomorrow. This happened yesterday.
Yeah.
There's some little time travel.
It's like the Daily Show.
That's science right there. That's
time
science.
Travel?
Yeah.
Time travel is science.
It is. It
Let's
is.
Talk more about space and science.
A good buddy of mine, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Professor Fresh. He's an MC down from Mankato. We've had some discussions about time travel.
Okay.
And the rule of thumb is basically if time travel ever existed, it would immediately exist in all space and time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in 50 years, if someone creates it, they'd be here right now.
Right.
Maybe they are.
Could be.
Maybe they are.
We just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Primer before?
Prime Rib?
Primer.
Primer?
Yeah.
Who's that?
No,
it?
I have not.
I mean, it's an independent film, but it's about time travel. It's like, it's the time travel movie to end all time travel
really?
Movies. Really? Primer, amazing movie, great director. Check it out.
Okay.
It's on Netflix, if I'm correct.
Okay.
Nice.
I have Netflix. I'm often looking for something good to watch.
Nice. That is something
Primer.
To watch. All right. Look All it right. up.
Is Michael J. Fox in it?
No.
Christopher Lloyd?
No.
Biff Tannen?
No.
Who's Biff Tannen?
He's in Back to the Future.
Oh, right.
Anyways, I...
Crispin Glover?
Yeah, Crispin Glover. There you go. Yeah. Now I could go off on a Christopher Glovin tangent, but we're not going to. Christopher Hooks.
Hooks.
That's
my
that's
government it. Name.
Yes.
Christopher Given. Lewis Hooks.
Okay, born and raised Southside, Chicago. That was the initial question. What
yeah.
brought you here?
And
then somehow we went, I don't know.
My mom moved us here because the Southside is crazy. Right now?
Yeah.
Not
what,
crazy,
what age?
But
what, how old were you?
I was back and forth a lot in elementary, but probably like middle school. So I was still pretty young.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where? To the northern suburbs?
To the northern suburbs. And then I went to Arkansas for a little bit. To a HBCU, if anyone knows what that is. It's a historical black college. And then I came back to Minneapolis.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How long have you been back here?
Oof. I've been here since, 19. 1918.
Right. Since 1918.
1918, yeah. I'm way ahead of everyone's time.
Time travel.
Yeah.
We're going back to it.
Time travel. I did that.
So, Egypto.
Yeah.
Ali Alabadi.
That's my big brother.
Yeah?
Ali Alabadi.
Ali Alabadi. He in the email where he kind of introduced us, he said, "You were 1/3 of the tribe in Big Cats."
Yes.
Okay.
The tribe in Big Cats. It's me, rapper Hooks, aka what I used to go by. It was Truth Be Told. Ayo Pete. He was a producer, and Big Cats, who was an amazing producer.
Right.
I mean, Pete's also an amazing producer, but doesn't really produce that much anymore.
So what happened with the tribe?
We all thought that we made the dopest music we could make anymore, so we stopped making music together.
All right.
No, I don't know. I never know how to answer this question whenever people ask me it. We
Take your time.
We just wanted to do different shit. Like, it was at the end, it was me and the homie Cats. We made this album called Space. And we just wanted to try different things because we've been doing it for about 5 years, you know. Had to switch things up. Had to stop from going crazy in this oversaturated hip-hop scene that we live in.
Yeah. What? How many albums or projects did you guys do together?
Five, I think.
Over what period of time?
Let's see. I have it all written down. Here, Nick, talk. I'm going to go find the...
He's going to find his notes. Tell me about Netflix. What is it?
About Netflix?
What is Netflix? I just want you to know I'm not getting paid when I say the word Netflix. I do get paid when I say this name. Amber Ace Cleveland. $10.
That's
you
a good name.
Amber Ace Cleveland. I just made $20.
That's awesome, man.
You want to say it? Make a little money?
Amber Ace Cleveland.
There you go.
There you go.
Amber Ace Cleveland, that you now owe us $40. I'll make sure you get your cut.
Thank you.
I have to give her props in every episode. So.
Amber Ace Cleveland?
Yep, there you go, $10. Yeah. She's going to owe us a lot of money.
AAC.
Hey. Did you get your notes?
No, I didn't. Oh, I couldn't find them.
All right.
We made...
We can look up the Wikipedia page, too.
I know, right? The TTXBC wiki page. Hell no, there's not a wiki page.
But there could be.
There could be.
There could be.
You should definitely make that. No, it was... we made Let's Be Professional, which was a mixtape.
Okay.
And we did Supply and Demand, which was an EP. Let's see. Make Good was an EP. Space. I think that's
it.
Four albums, yeah.
Okay. And you're just like, let's go our separate ways before we kill each other.
Yeah, no, we don't dick or anything.
All right.
Before we, like, outdo what we've been doing.
Space was really good, man.
Yeah.
It was
a good album to stop on, I think.
I mean, yeah.
Until the reunion album.
Until the reunion album.
And then you're going to go back to your roots.
Space Part 2, yeah. I'm going to rap like I used to in the good old days. That's when people are going to stop listening to my music because I'm too evolved or something.
Return to space.
Yeah, I just got to return to space.
Yeah. So now you got the album. This is your first actual full-on solo.
My first solo project. Right. I don't really want to call it my first album.
Right.
But it's my first project.
Okay. All Black Jesus.
All Black Jesus.
Not all red Jesus, not all white Jesus. It's all black.
All black Jesus. Not
black
all
on black on black on black.
Black on black on.
Yeah.
Blickety blow. Yeah. And for anyone who's concerned, no, I'm not calling myself the all black Jesus. It's just it's a statement. It's a point that I would like to get across.
If you were, would you call yourself Creesus?
Creesus, no.
What that is a mashup of Jesus and Chris. By the way,
that was a mashup of like Creed and Jesus.
Creed?
That would be sweet, man. Creed already is Creed.
Yeah, they're
man.
Pretty much
they Creed beat us to it. Damn you. What's his name? Scott Stab.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
No. That's. No. Wait.
Yeah, that's. Isn't that his name?
Scott Stab or.
Stipe? Stop?
Some
shit. Michael Stipe is the singer of REM.
Michael Stipe, right? Yeah. Scott. It's Scott something, right?
I thought Scott was the dude from Pearl Jam.
No, that's the other guy.
What the hell is his name? The dude got a DWI. He was like completely.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he went on the deep end.
Yeah,
he went
man,
right
he
off
like
the deep end.
Ryan Dunn wasted, you know, man?
Yeah.
Like,
Ryan Dunn wasted. It's not too soon for that.
No, it's not.
He done drank a lot that night.
Oh. Welcome back to the Acme Comedy Club.
Thank you. I am now leaving this podcast before I ruin it for everyone.
No, you're doing great. I just want you to know that. So the album comes out next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
Black Jesus.
Oh, no, it comes out next Tuesday, but my release show is next Friday.
Okay.
At the 7th Street Entry.
Let me tell you something. This is really... you guys are young compared to me, so this is old people business. Next Friday is also the Desdemona and Carnage... album release, and that has nothing to do with being old, by the way.
No.
What, the fact is, next Friday I'm getting a vasectomy done. Which, if you're unfamiliar with a vasectomy.
Damn. Oh,
I'm very
yeah.
I was going to use, I brought a doll. Like a doll to demonstrate, you know, like point.
Show us
this
where
is,
they're
this
going
is the
to touch.
Penis right here. But I'm not going to demonstrate it then, since you guys
vasectomy.
Know.
Vasectomy, what, why? Why?
Because I got two kids with my wife, and, you know, that's it. I'm done.
Two's
I'm done.
Enough.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
In the world, we do not need to have more than two kids.
I agree. Yeah. There's people who have kids that shouldn't have kids at all.
Very true.
And again, hey, just my opinion for the listeners out there who got nine kids and from eight baby mamas, Eazy-E, you know? And one of those, little Eazy-E. And that just came full circle. But, yeah, so I unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make the Desdemona Carnage show or yours because of that.
Heal
I'm
up. I'm
be sitting
soon.
On the couch watching, what is it called on Netflix?
Primer here.
Primer with some frozen peas on my balls.
Nice.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Why peas?
Well, that's.
Why not corn?
The doctor. I don't know. I suppose corn. Maybe peas hold the frozen a little longer. I don't know.
Or like a bag
I'm
of
not a doctor, I
frozen
know.
Grapes, maybe? I don't know why we're talking about.
Frapes?
What frozen object you're going to be placing on your nuts, but.
Frorn or frapes?
Frapes.
Frapes. Frozen grapes.
Drapes.
Drapes.
Frozen dick grapes.
Frozen grapes.
Remember that, Chris. That was a good album.
I'm putting that. Yeah, that's my third project. It's going to be my third project.
You already got the next one lined up?
I'm working on some stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
It's going to sound completely different, but I tend to do that every album because I just like to try to piss people off.
I'm upset.
Thank you. I'm doing my job.
Let's talk about what you've done lately. I've seen you. You cameo or you're featured in the Mally video for Bounce.
Yep.
Bounce. Can't fuck Whitney.
Yeah, that was.
Can't fuck Whitney.
Can't fuck. Oh, I'm. Okay, so y'all heard that, right?
What?
Can't fuck Whitney. Okay, so check this out, right?
I thought I made it up.
No, you didn't. When I was recording.
Because you can't fuck Whitney.
You can't, because
she's
dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dude, I was talking to John about that when we heard the song. Yeah. When you were mixing.
No, when I was rapping, I'm like, man, that kind of sounds like can't fuck Whitney. But it's all good because she's dead. And you can't fuck Whitney. You could never fuck Whitney. Bobby Brown did.
Even if you could, would you?
That is some high five shit right there.
Even if you could,
would
after she's been with Bobby Brown, would you want to?
Hell yeah! Whitney's a dimer.
Yeah,
I'd
she was
Whitney.
Sexy.
Ooh, I'd fuck Whitney.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
She could.
Are you guys
it.
A couple? Okay. Are you cool if he answers that question? All right, some women are like,
would you fuck
what?
Whitney?
Would you fuck with me? Yeah, all right. Yeah. So we're all in good company here. Yeah.
We're all in
we'd
good
all
company.
Put objects in Whitney Houston.
Yeah, we'd all give her the pound and
frozen
the D-stroke, you know.
The frozen grapes. Stuff them in there. Let's see what we can do. Like cocaine.
Frozen.
She might like that.
Was she on YOLO? Was Whitney swearing blow?
I don't know what it was.
Wasn't it pills and alcohol?
So I thought it was like sleeping pills or something.
Yeah, it was like Jimi Hendrix deal.
No, we're in. Damn. Damn, Whitney. Damn.
Damn. Sorry, we can't end this on a sad note. Bobby Brown.
Maybe
let's go
in our next life.
Bobby Brown.
Good
don't
night,
be
folks.
Cruel.
Bobby Brown.
So, do you want to talk about your future projects or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working.
Just dabble. Just hint.
I mean,
hint
I'm working with a couple producers right now. I'm working with 1990 still, Monty Owens. Start working with PC. I'm going to work with Ryan Olsen a little bit. You know, trying to fuck with everyone's beats because
right.
I'm just trying to rap and get my point across and prove my message and all that good shit.
Right.
You know?
And you also got a video by Adam Dunn.
Yep. Lights in the Backdrop. I also shot a video with this guy right here, Nick Larkins.
All right.
For Moses Majestic, y'all. Oh, my fault, my fault. Nick Larkin's Perez. The video was Moses Majestic, and we put a little bit of All Black Jesus in there, too.
All right, and so this is from the album.
Yep, yep.
So what, the song that you did for the Adam Dunn deal?
88 and Beyond, yep.
What album is that on?
That's on All Black Jesus.
Okay.
Yep. Right.
So you've been laying the groundwork for a while. Man, you've been building that up.
Just nice. Making songs for
when,
these
when is this video going to be done?
Soon.
Pressure's on, Nick. Pressure's on.
I was watching it today. I was watching what I cut so far today.
Yeah.
So it's...
How's it looking?
It's beautiful. Honestly, I think it's the best music video I've shot in my life up to this point. We had... luckily enough, we had amazing choreographer. We had some dancers. I'm like... generally really closed mouth on creative projects before releasing them, but let's just say that it's going to be a pretty interesting polarization in a video. I like to work with dance a lot. I like to work with contemporary spins on ballet as well. Yeah. And so...
is this real? Are you real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
I know. I would totally bullshit and like make a joke like this right now as well. But no, seriously, it's...
It was an idea that we were both just completely stoked on.
Yeah. So. And it's something that it's different, and it's different than a lot of the things visually that are coming out around town as well. And it's interesting. I hope people like it.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good to keep that edge that, you know, so other people, you don't want to be doing what other people are doing, you know, obviously.
It's kind of difficult in the...
So what do you shoot with?
Well, I run a production company called Larkins Perez Dahlin Productions with my business partner, John Dahlin. And,
why do I know that name? John Dahlin? I know that name.
You know that name?
I do know that name.
You go to school for design in 2004 by any chance or
no,
something?
No, I did not.
No, he had John. I don't know.
Come across his work somewhere, or maybe yours too. What else have you done?
It could have been. I just released a video for Abby Wolf that I shot. I did a couple. I did a video, first video for The Chalice a while back. And I've worked on a lot of different things. I've had some stuff in festivals. And
So I'm sorry, what do you shoot with?
Depending on the shoot, you know, on this next one, we shot with, and that's something actually that I really don't like to talk about. I just, as far as preference, I prefer to shoot on film or digital cinema. But I mean, we kind of do everything. It's dependent on the shoot.
So this is like professional grade, not just digital SLR.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
This is professional rounds. Yeah.
It's
red cameras.
I personally don't like the red camera actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was just because when it came out, the camera wasn't really compatible with the software I was using to edit.
Okay.
But originally this project was going to be shot on a red. I had a friend of mine who's a DP in Chicago, Allison Anderson. Amazing. And I was gonna have her come out and shoot this, but like all things, like scheduling was crazy, and we didn't really know how this was gonna go down, and we kind of pulled it all together last minute and made something great with it.
Okay, cool. I look forward to seeing that.
Look forward to it, man.
Hopefully the listeners do too.
Oh, they will. Y'all love it. They're gonna love it. Everyone gonna love it.
So like where can people get the album when it comes out?
The album will be a free download on my SoundCloud and any other torrent or downloadable sites. It's
the Pirate Bay.
Yeah, Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive release through 2DopeBoys.com.
Nice.
So let's hope that people fuck with it.
Where can we go to check out Rapper Hooks music?
See SoundCloud.com/RapperHooks. Twitter.com/rapperhooks. Pretty much any social media /rapperhooks and you'll find me.
Just Google any social media /
rapperhooks.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should make that just a hub.
Yeah, I own all like that. Facebook, I own all Twitter. That shit. So
trademark.
Y'all wanna try to steal my fucking name?
Rapperhooks LLC.
LLC. TM.
Yes. Well, any last words? Anything you want to plug here quick before we wrap this up?
It's All Black Jesus out July 23rd. Come to the release show July 26th. And stay on the lookout
for that first day of 7th Street Entry.
7th Street Entry.
Right.
10 at the door, 7 in advance. Spider Baby and 2% Muck and Metasoda are playing. And it's going to be a good time.
Any last words?
Shout out to Chance Erlin, and shout out to the girl working at the desk at Mystic Lake tonight who hooked me up with comp hotel rooms so I don't have to sleep in a warm apartment.
Nice.
That's what's up. It's the realest shit I heard all day.
I think her name was Erica.
Erica. Erica.
That's a beautiful name.
Erica. I wish DJ Snuggles would show up.
No, he's walking around the back right now.
He's a bigger guy, right? I thought I remember him being a bigger guy.
I don't want to like call him a bigger guy when he's not here.
I'm not saying he's fat. I'm not saying he's fat.
No,
I'm saying he's a bigger guy.
He's bigger than me.
Okay, he's a bigger guy.
But I'm a tiny dude. I mean, I'm not a tiny dude.
Would he, like, if he walked in the door, if he walked in, would he drop a freestyle, a beat, you drop a freestyle?
Oh, yeah, I'd rap some shit. Right. You want me to actually freestyle?
Over our DJ Snuggles beatbox.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I do want to say thanks for you guys for doing the show here. Appreciate it. Look it.
Oh, it's all good, man. Hey, come hop in on this podcast real quick.
I know you just climbed a bunch of stairs. We need you to drop a beatbox here quick. Yeah, no, it's just like bam, bam, bam.
There it is.
Can
you bang this quick?
Here, I'll hold it for you.
There it is.
DJ Snuggles.
Snug. Snug Lab. They got me locked up in the system. Like rolling around the lace trails and posting pictures, they take smoking, pro and passing hydro info deep in a mental state. Flying over oceans, turbulence, stop us from floating. We falling, thinking if I'm gonna wait to spend money, I make 400 paid in Wisconsin, 600 made in Chicago. I go to NY and Cali so niggas can celebrate. Never take a vacay, no day off. Breaking, you gon' get laid off. No playoffs, shooting 500 won't get you no proper tape. No honor in that. Chill out and blow a glass of Glenlivet's, keep all that intact. Probably holler if she stacked it, that body is fat. Penny Prince check to check till I make more from this rap. Or you shooting a strap like July 2004 when I lost a brother to a bullet. Damn, empty out of clip, he's gonna be living through my roof.
DJ Snuggles.
My man.
Rob, thank you, Rob.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you, Rob.
Any last words? Go, Snuggles, last words.
Snug Life. Promote your shit.
Snug Life project coming out late August. There it is.
It's Dre Day and everyone's celebrating.
Yep.
Yeah, yo, let's do this shit. I thought I'd throw a putty chat. You's a punk ass nigga. Yo, yeah. Yo, Jeff Rose in the motherfucking house. Wrecking shit, you know what I'm saying? This is Dr. Dre in the motherfucking house. No. Yo, I got my homeboys in the house. The tall clowns definitely in here. Yeah, yo. I got my nigga Corrupt. Ready to wreck some shit. Yo, you know who else I got in the house? Yo, so diggy ass, step up on that ass. Yeah, guess who else in here? My homegirl Rage. I said my homegirl Rage. Yeah, the lyrical motherfucking murderers in here. Yo, my nigga Glove behind the board. Yo, dropping that funky ass bass line. You know, it's a lot of punk-ass niggas out there. A lot of punk-ass bitches out there. Yo, you wanna write names? Yo, that nigga Eazy-E, he's a punk-ass bitch. Really dope. Yo, that nigga Tim M.U.T., he's a punk-ass bitch. Bitch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Luke, I didn't forget about you. Bitch. Really dope. Yo, Jeff Rose in the motherfucking house, running the 9-train, you know, yeah. But right about now, there's a little freestyle session going on in the studio. We just kick it back, getting fucked up and all, you know, puffing on a few blunts, drinking on a little bit of that Tanqueray. Tanqueray, yeah. Tanqueray's definitely in the house, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm feeling it, baby. I'm feeling it. Really dope. So, right about now, hey, yo, Rage, Yo, run that shit, G.
Always and forever, forever and always. The rhythm will flow from now on through all days. As long as the sun shines, as long as Eisenhower's on the dime. Yo, I'll be kicking the rhyme. One time for your mind, your soul, your body. G.O.G.'s on the side of me, smooth as E&J. Hard as Bacardi, smacking those Adiac and ducks that keep quacking. His at a cackling, end up crackling. Under the heat, the pressure from the one that's deafer. Egyptian ruler, call me Cleo or Nefertiti.
Stay in the studio all you want, cause you can't fuck with this. See ya!